Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Faithful Angelo and I had trouble enough without having Hetty Fitzhenry on our hands. But in a wild moment, the red-headed American bird painter had decided to follow us. So all we could do was pretend that we really were on a bird-watching expedition. The bird was one of the six European scientists who'd vanished in South America with various parts of a deadly secret, a death ray. And now we were close by the village where we hoped we would locate one of them. Hetty was back at our camp. Angelo and I pressed forward till we could see the crude thatching of the high roofs of the huts. Then his big brown hand grasped my arm.
Far enough, Senor Carson.
Nonsense. Going right on.
You desire a rain of arrows upon us?
Hmm? Yeah, didn't notice them at first.
Mark well, Senor, how the bows are taut.
Yeah, sir. Ugly devils.
One wrong move, Senor, and we're dead men.
Even so, old chap, I'm determined to enter that village.
Senor, have I not made it clear to you? Already I've approached these people once before. I tried all manner of flattery. But the tightness of their bows did not slacken one fraction.
Well, then seems it's time to light up.
Light up? Oh, Senor Carson, that pipe.
Swiss job. Like it?
Indeed, indeed. It is most unusual and highly decorated, Senor, but scarcely the thing for an occasion such as this.
Wrong, Angelo. Great thing.
Senor, what are you doing?
As I said, lighting up. This is matches to dry. Bravo. Here we are.
I understand it is a hobby of yours to exhibit strange pipes, but not now, Senor. Look, the eyes of those people are fastened most searchingly upon us.
Eyes on pipes,
indeed. Indeed. And it may suddenly come into their minds to kill us in order to gain possession of it. Senor Carson, let us retire. Let us consider some other means of establishing friendly relations.
Well, on the contrary, old chap, got the very means. Let's go, huh?
Go? You go the wrong way, Senor. Not towards the village. Those bowmen, watch them.
You watch them now, Angelo. When they hear pipe as well as see it.
Hear the pipe, or oh, this jungle madness.
Listen.
Senor, the music. Where?
From pipe, underneath.
It is miraculous.
Seems your bowmen think so, too.
Indeed, they lower their bows. They talk with excitement among themselves.
So, now, Angelo, my good fellow, over to talk to me.
Indeed, they do appear to be in a changed mood.
Pipes work wonders. Well, go on, I want to get into that village and meet Star Border.
At once, Senor, I go at once.
Well, old chap?
Very well, Senor, very well. The pipe that plays music, to them it is the work of magic.
That's what I was hoping for.
Indeed, they're so different now. It will be an honor for them to have you in their village.
And what about this fellow we're looking for, Star Border Bird?
Oh, I was almost forgetting in my delight at the great change. See? See? He is there.
And what are we waiting for?
Not yet, Senor.
Why not?
The conditions are that you enter the village with the pipe playing.
Oh, that all.
I think it would be wisest to comply.
Quite so.
You're taking it from your mouth?
Only winding it up again, Angelo.
Oh, of course, Senor.
Then into the village, and scientist number one. Odd sort of hobby, collecting pipes, I know. Peter always thought I was soft in the head. Pity he wasn't there to see the incredulous looks on the faces of these half-clad natives as Angelo and I made our way to a central hut. We stooped down through a low open doorway and found ourselves in almost total darkness. I switched off the musical box and looked around.
I was told that in here we would find them.
Not much light filtering through the thatching. Eyes getting accustomed to him. Now, steady, Angela. There's our friend, over on that hammock affair. Come.
See.
And who is it this time who invades my solitude?
A friend. Assure you,
They will come as friends. Even Chaco. But he did not treat me well. And I swore that if I ever another one came, these brown guardians of mine would destroy them.
General Carson.
Hold it, Angela.
How did you persuade them to let you enter?
Rather impressed by this pipe of mine. Can't see anything of it in this gloom, but it has a musical box attached.
They are simple souls. But I should have you killed.
Senor.
Better wait outside.
Indeed. At once. I will be close handy.
Good.
How easily the great Dr. Diaz puts fear into the primitive heart.
Dr. Diaz?
Do not say that I am unknown to you. I, the greatest scientist in the world?
Oh, of course not, Roxette.
The greatest. You understand?
Sir. So.
Let me lie back again.
Take your time.
You're wondering why I have lost myself in this wild and distant corner of the world?
Well, yes.
I will tell you. I am at work upon the most powerful secret weapons that the universe has conceived. Few men have even dreamed that such a weapon could exist.
Not a death ray?
Nothing as paltry as that.
Nothing as But what could be more powerful than a death ray?
You have encountered the piranha, our little man-eating fish.
I've seen the devils, not exactly encountered them.
You are aware of their power?
Most.
Then here is my plan. It is my invention to crossbreed the piranhas with the flying fish.
The piranhas with flying fish?
Cannot you understand your own tongue?
Oh, yes, only it seems so.
I will create swarms of them. They will go at my bidding. They will eat their way through the populations of cities, of nations. In fact, I am contemplating using them to destroy mankind.
Stark staring at that.
You're interested?
Very much. Though, I'm also interested in what part you took in the Death Ray project.
Death Ray? The Death Ray, it is far, far outdated now.
Yes, but I'm still interested.
I fear that I have forgotten everything since Chaco was here. Chaco. He took it all with him.
You mean someone's been here before? Seen you? Got the dope on the death ray?
Death ray? Young man, what are you talking about?
Dr. Diaz, this Chaco, who is he?
You ask me who is Chaco? If you do not know, then you are a great fool.
I'm very sorry,
and
but I
though
don't.
I am the greatest, by far, the greatest scientist in the world. Chaco and his death ray. Wait till I have finished mine.
Must be out of his mind.
Hey, look, come on.
What now, Angela?
Come out at once.
But what
the moment you are through this low door, you will understand.
Right then, coming.
See now, Senor.
Hetty.
Now, Bruce, don't get mad at me, please.
Mad? Why should I be?
Well, snooping along as I did. But I got the notion fixed in my head that you were doing some private bird watching.
Odd notion.
The FitzHenry blood boiling again, I guess. But here I am, sketch pad and all.
How the blazes did you get into the village?
That was no trouble.
No?
Same old stunt. Worked scores of times. Whipped off the sun helmet and shook out the red tresses. The boys here might have a deeper suntan, but they're just the same as the guys back home.
Incredible.
Of course, there was one sourpuss who kept pointing an arrow at me. But I handed him a sketch of the bird that I'd just done. The cockatoo. And he wanted to give me the arrow and the bow along with it.
Even more incredible.
Oh, but get onto that pipe. Bruce, what a honey.
Oh, this? Oh, pipe of peace. Oh,
what are you doing here with it?
Oh, just getting some information for the bird watching, you know. But come on, let's get back to the camp.
Sure.
It was hard enough without Hetty, our bird painter. But we got her back to camp out of the way. Was the crazy little Dr. Diaz as wandering as he made out? And had we come all this way only to find that a mysterious Chaco had beaten us? I made further visits to the village. The natives were friendly now. But Dr. Diaz would speak of nothing except his fantastic and horrible secret weapon. Angela was as worried as I was that night.
Is it safe to converse, Senor?
Sir, the Senorita's in her tent, busy painting birds. But it's a blur.
Do you have the Senorita with us?
That's no help either. I was meaning that Dr. Diaz has already been visited.
Some years ago, that is what I'm able to gather from the people of the village.
Yeah, you were saying. Though, is he quite so silly?
Oh, Senor, it cannot be questioned. He has no true memory of the past.
Yes, but one thing we must do. We must find out who this Chaco is.
Indeed, Senor.
Then we go back to the village. Now, I'll stay here with Hetty. You bribe the villagers. Any way you like.
Yes, sir.
But we don't leave without finding out more about Chaco.
I go at once, Senor. Senor!
Coast all clear, Angela. What luck?
I have discovered much.
About this Chaco?
Unfortunately, the villagers will not speak unless they are sufficiently bribed.
Yes, but Angela, didn't I tell you...
Indeed, indeed.
Then
allow me, Senor. You see, someone else is also bribing them.
The villagers? The Mama Rosa villagers?
No.
And who?
The peons who are in the employ of the Senorita.
Hetty Fitzhenry's natives?
Indeed. With pictures of birds.
Incredible.
Extremely serious, Senor.
But what's she trying to bribe out of him?
That I could only conclude as you must, Senor. The Senorita, we have a smiling face, a carefree manner, but a heart of great darkness and coldness.
Could this really be so? Hetty Fitzhenry bribing the villagers with paintings of birds? And did this mean that our opposing agents were with us, even into the wild of the Brazilian jungle? If Hetty was an enemy, she was the most dangerous yet in Operation Death Ray.